If you have your Bible tonight, turn to the Proverbs 28. Proverbs chapter 28. The Bible says, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Better is the poor that walketh in his righteousness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. But the unright shall have good things in possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, a man is hidden. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is a man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and as a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. The prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. A man that doth violence to the blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. A faithful man shall abound with blessing, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. He that hasteneth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. He that rebuketh a man afterward shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is not transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. When the wicked rise, then the men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase." I want to preach tonight for just a little while. As I was thinking on this, and there's enough right here in this chapter to preach for about, Brother Jeff was right, about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And then you could get from the introduction and get into the meat of the message. But we see here as the old preacher is writing here, and he's trying to give instruction on righteousness and living and living right. And as we look at this tonight, I got to thinking last night as I was looking at this, it's raining out. Outside, I was in a study on the state of union, the state of the union, where we're at today in these United States of America. As we look out today, we can see, it don't take a rocket scientist to see where we're at. We're living in a time of turmoil. We're living in a time of chaos. We're living in a time of great disarray when everything seems to be out of bounds. But even with everything being out of bounds, nothing seems to be wrong. Amen. We've flipped this thing over, and we've called right wrong and wrong right, and we've allowed things to creep into our lives and our families. I hope we haven't, but I'm talking about as a nation and as a union. We've allowed this stuff to come in, and we've got ourselves into a mess. We've got disorder and we've got confusion. Now, I don't have to tell the church tonight who the author of confusion is. Amen. The author of confusion is the devil and the demons of hell. They won't to confuse us. They want us and get us in disarray and get us in unbelief. But we see this in the right. writings of the old preacher, and now he was the wisest man that ever was. Amen. They say Solomon was wise. Now, I don't know about all that because the wives and the concubines he had, and why any man would want to put himself through that, I don't know. But they say that he was one of the wisest men that ever lived. And he began to pin these down so that we could have these proverbs or these sayings that would help our hearts in the days ahead. Now, I noticed in the verse 1, it said, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth." And I want to say what's happening. The reason the world is so up in chaos today, there's so much turmoil, is because wicked people have a guilty conscience. Whether they want to admit it or not, whether they want to believe it or not, wicked people have a guilty conscience. God gave us a consciousness, amen, that we might know right from wrong. Amen. Praise God. He don't have to teach you right from wrong. Praise God. There's a consciousness inside you that shows you right from wrong. Amen. Even when you grow up and you grow up in adverse situations, you might say, you still know within yourselves that some things is wrong. You can grow up in an alcoholic's home and you still know in your heart that mess is wicked. Amen. It's wrong. It doesn't help anything. And if it doesn't help, it doesn't encourage, it doesn't lift up, praise God, then it's not of God. Amen. It needs to be left alone. But we see this thing and we see this chaos. It's everywhere. And as this chaos becomes becomes more prevalent, amen, the wicked flee because there's nobody pursuing them. Amen. They're running from nothing, but praise God, but their own consciousness. He said, but the righteous are bold as lions. Amen. It's time for boldness in a righteous people. It's time for us to stand up and make a difference. You say, how do I do that? By trusting in Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and just realize and praise God, He's promised to be there with you always. Amen. They said He'd never leave you. If you've been saved and born again, praise God, you've got a promise from God and He keeps His promises. Amen. And He's never reneged on a promise. You can trust Him. But we see as this happens, all this chaos, this rage, we see crime increasing. Amen? Now, what you can see this, as the old writers are telling us this, we see how crime is increasing all around us. Hey, listen, it's almost like a Solomon, the old preacher, was looking through a telescope into from then to today. And seeing the wickedness and the violence that would be in this world. And he begins to speak and he begins to compose his notes. Historians tell you that Solomon didn't necessarily write all these sayings, but he said what he did is he composed them in a book. Amen. So his sons and the people would have something that they could have as a heritage to build upon. Amen. So we see as he begins to build his notes here, and he speaks to us, he speaks to our hearts, and he gives us a direction, and he shows us how a government can be compromised, and they begin to do things. Amen. And crime begins to increase. He said, "For transgressions of land, many are the princes thereof." Now you see how government begins to pass laws because there's a lot of crime. Amen. Have you ever seen a time when they're running and stampede? Oh, we need to pass a law about this and a law about that and a law about that. No, we just need to enforce the laws on the book. When they break them, lock them up. Amen. How they catch them in vandalism, they spitting in the face of policemen. Used to, hey, listen, when I was growing up, you didn't do that. You'd have got a stick upside the head and been carried off to jail. Amen. You'd have done 30 days at least. Amen. There's no justice no more. There's a bunch of bleeding heart liberals that say, well, you know, they just had a bad upbringing. So they begin to, the government begins to pass more laws. I've never seen so many laws in all my life. They got so many laws, they got them numbered up in the thousands. They can't even keep up with them themselves. They go to try to quote a law, what law they're representing this week, praise God, and they like say the number, the one they done last month, or they're going to do next week. Amen. So they begin to make more laws. Well, what happens when they begin to make more laws? You know what they have, what happens, Brother Jeff? Then they've got to have more people to try to enforce those more laws. Amen. You see how this thing begins to build, how it begins to get bigger and bigger? Amen. They begin to have more laws. They begin to hire people to enforce those laws. Amen. And when we begin to get to the place that they got more laws and people begin to break laws, what are they doing? They're breaking. What we're actually doing is breaking laws of God when we go against what's wrong, what's right. Amen. He said we begin to break the law. And we begin. What happens is we break God's law. What happens when we break God's law? In verse 4, he says this. He said, they that forsake the law praise the wicked. Hello? Those that, did you hear what he said? Those that break the law promote the wicked. Yeah. Do you realize every time we break the law, every time we do something that's contrary to God, that we're promoting the devil? Hello? I'm talking to God's people now. You ought to be saying, amen, preacher. Let them have it. Amen. Amen. When we break God's law, praise God, we're promoting evil. We're promoting wickedness. Amen. That's why he says that's what we're doing. He said, but such as keep the law, contend with them. Amen. So what we do, we contend with when we say, wait a minute, what you're doing is wrong. You say, well, how do you know that? Because God said so. I was talking to a couple here a while back, and they was about as far left as you could go. And I was trying to encourage them, trying to point them the right way, trying to tell them about God and godliness. And he said, well, why does God have all the authority? Amen. That's what they asked me. They said, I said because the authority of God's word. That's all we got. I mean, that's God's law. It's God's word is authority for mankind. I said, it's a guidance. And that's what their question was. Why does God get to have all the authority? Because he's God. Amen. Because he is and we ain't. And we got to have somebody. I said, well, and their words was this. That's why we have representatives. I said, well, how's that working for you? Amen. Praise God. We need a representative. Our representative needs to be God Almighty and Lord Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and me. A mediator of one between us and God. Amen. Praise Lord sending us fresh manna from heaven to direct us through the Holy Ghost of God and how we ought to act and interact, praise God, with mankind. Amen. You know what happened? The church would get happy and full of joy again if we'd get our hearts right with God. But I'm just telling you, State of the Union night, it's messed up. Amen. The world we live in is messed up. We've come to a place in a time in our lives that we'd rather promote wickedness than righteousness. Amen. Those that obey the law of God, praise God, are promoting righteousness. That's right in the eyes of God. Amen. When we do what he says. The Bible says, he that turneth away his ear, verse 9, from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. So he said, we turn away from God. We turn away from hearing his law. We turn away from listening to God. He said, it's an abomination. He said, but the people that's right, praise God, and we claim to be, we say we are, say that we're, part of the righteous crowd, then we ought to be living in a right manner, praise God. We ought to be promoting what's right. I've never seen such a time in my life, and these people all over the world, all over the nation, our nation, United States of America. I'm just telling you the state of the nation that's promoting everything but godliness. Amen. Amen. They said, was it Sunday night or Monday night up there in Portland, Oregon, that they got together a whole bunch of Bibles and began to burn Bibles. Amen. Part of that Black Lives Matters bunch got together, and the leader over that, he said the way to get rid of this racism in the world is to get rid of Christian churches, get rid of white churches all over America. He said it's time to bulldoze them down, I quote. Yeah. Amen. I want to say it ain't nothing but the devil. He's always wanting to destroy God's people and God's church. But I want to say, glory to God, it's time for the church to stand up, lift up our head, praise God, for redemption draweth nigh, and just cry out to a holy God and say, Lord, I'm on your side. Lead me, Lord, the way you'd have me to go, and help me to walk therein according to your righteousness for your glory. Amen. But the psalmist said that the wicked begin to raise. They begin to flee because their conscience bothers them, but they won't take away our rights. They don't want us to serve God. But he said the righteous are bold. He said they're bold as lions. Amen. They're not afraid, praise God. But you know what? We're living today in an hour. We're afraid. We're afraid to say what we believe, what we stand for, because we're afraid people will ridicule us. Amen. So what? They already, hey, listen, newsflash, they're already doing it behind your back. Amen. Praise God. Hey, might as well let them do it to your face. I mean, just stand up and live right. Act right, walk right, talk right. Praise God. Live righteous before God. Amen. Hey, if it hair lips the devil, that's all right. Hey, I don't know about you, but I don't like him anyway. He don't like me. Praise God. We're never going to have a relationship. We're never going to cozy up. Amen. I praise God. I might as well just give him all the grief I can. Let him get all the joy I can, trying to take me down until I get to heaven. Praise God. One day I'm going to shout her out in glory. I just hope when God lets, when he casts him off into in that lake of fire, I hope he lets me give him a boot on the way. Amen. I hate that rascal. Amen. I know he don't like me, but hey, there ain't no love between us. Amen. Praise God. He ain't ever done nothing to give me grief. He made me a lot of false promises. But praise God, he's never given me nothing. They never done anything good for me, but I won't tell you somebody has. Our Lord Jesus Christ has been good to me. He died for me on the cross of Calvary when I didn't deserve it. I praise God. He saved me from my old wicked self, from my sins, when I didn't deserve it. He lifted me up out of the mess I was in when I didn't deserve it. He put my feet upon a rock, praise God, the foundation that I didn't deserve. Praise God, he's there with me every day. Get me up out of bed and get me go again. I don't deserve it, but praise God, he does it anyway. Amen. What about you? Amen. Every day. God enables us. But he said the wickedness, amen, when we follow after the Lord. He said God helps us to have a good prayer life. They said he that turneth away, verse 9, his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Amen. He said, hey, listen, what happens when we live righteous, when we promote righteousness? He said God Almighty, he begins to answer our prayers. Amen. Begins to do things for us. Begins to take us in the right direction. Show us the right path. Be a God to us. And hey, praise God, we come along and just be little children. When the church comes to a place and we realize we don't know nothing, realize we ain't got nothing, but praise God, we got a God of heaven who loves us, praise God, and owns it all. I'm afraid, young, before this thing's over, we're going to have to realize this because we're going to need it to get through. Amen. We're going to have to realize, praise God, that he is a God, and he is real, and he's our God tonight. Amen. Able to supersede in everything, intercede in everything that we do. Praise God. When we live a righteous life, Paul said, I just thought about this. Look at Romans chapter 13. I was reading through this chapter the other night, and boy, you talk about a blessing. God begins to speak down in Romans chapter 13. He puts her right on the line. He said, if we want to have victory in Jesus, and I hope we all do, he said, this is what God says we must do. Amen. He said, let every soul be subject unto higher powers. What's a higher power? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive of themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not to be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. You know what's wrong with the world today? There's nobody afraid. They're not afraid of God no more. Amen. They think he's some senile old something sitting up there in a nursing home and has some part of the solar system. But I want to say God Almighty is in all his senses. He's the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not. And he knows exactly how to be God. Amen. Ain't you glad he does? Praise God. I'm glad we don't have to try to figure out what he is. Amen. Because he is. He said, for he is the minister of God for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon them that doeth evil. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause pay ye tribute also. For they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to that to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. for this thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, but not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. I mean, there it is in a nutshell. What the old preachers are trying to tell us, praise God, the enabling power of God to do right, amen, that our prayers not be hindered to what's happening in the world today. We've got so caught up in the things that we can't get a hold of God because we can't get a prayer through. We've got so many things in the way. God's trying to take things. God's trying to help us with that. Amen. Hello. He's getting things out. Let me just say this. If I was a big sports fan, praise God, I'd quit it right now. Amen. When you have a whole bunch of people bowing a knee to a ball game and a ball team and it this and that and the other, praise God, I'm done with them. Amen. I don't care who they are. I don't care how much I love them to begin with. I like to watch it. I'm done with it. Amen. I could lose all those channels. It wouldn't hurt my feelings. Amen. And matter of fact, I may do that. I may just say, hey, listen, can you cut my bill and just take out about 35 channels there, praise God? Get rid of the whole sports network. Amen. Praise God. I ain't a bowing the knee to nobody but God Almighty, praise God. He is my God and my Savior, the Lord of my soul, praise God. He's the only one I'm going to bow to. Amen. Bless His holy name. But when the wicked begin to rule and begin to reign, amen, they want you to honor them. They want you to show glory and honor to them, praise God. But there's only one that deserves honor and glory. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. These wicked rulers, they want to dictate to us. They want to come in and they want to, just like a bunch of animals. The writer of Proverbs 28, the old preacher, he says this in verse 15. He says, as a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is the wicked ruler over the poor people. Amen. You know who these rich super elitists, these politicians, you know who they go after? The poor people. They come in every 2 or 4 years and they make them all kind of promises. Oh, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. If you'll just cast your vote for us, and bless their hearts, they do it because they don't know any other way out. But praise God, I'm glad if we could get up there in Harlem, Brother Jeff, get in Chicago and in the Bronx and other places and get some men of God with a backbone like a saw log preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, and a blessed hope He gives. Praise God, they'd come out of there shouting. Amen. That's the only way they can be made free. When they're free in the Lord Jesus Christ. When God Almighty makes you free, praise God, you'll be free indeed. Amen. That's the only way to freedom. But when the wicked rise up, wicked, fierce as wild animals, amen, devouring everything inside. Praise God, what do? The Bible says they now listen, now you listen to this, if this ain't America today, I'm talking about a state of this union today. Amen. They begin to drive the righteous into hiding. Look at verse 12. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. What happens when wickedness comes out? Praise God, we tuck our heads and we take cover. That's what we do. Amen. It comes at you. It comes at you so hard and fine. What do you do? I know, you know what Christians do. You know what me and you do. You know what the church does. Praise God. We find us a place. We find us a prayer closet and say, look at them carriage run. Yeah, praise God. We're running to the feet of Jesus crying out. Praise God. But you know what's happened in America? We've got to a place that we don't believe and we can get a hold of Him no more. Praise God. We think that He's gone. He's dead. He's not around. Amen. They've told us in movies that God is not dead. Praise God. I want to tell you in fact, He's not dead. He lives in my heart. Amen. Can't be hid. Praise God. Bible says in verse 28, he said, when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. Amen. What are we doing in America today? We're hiding. Instead of standing up and proclaiming the gospel, we need to be proclaiming God. We need to be telling everywhere we go. Amen. Don't listen to them rascals. There's no hope in them. Let me tell you where the hope is. The hope ain't in the Pope. The hope ain't in government. Hope ain't in leaders. They ain't in politicians. Ain't in the president. Our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When we put every bit of our faith and our hope in Him, praise God, He makes the difference in our lives. Amen. But He said, wicked men try to get us to run. They try to get us to hide. Wicked rulers, they come in, praise God. Amen. These leaders that come in, ignorant leaders that don't know the truth. Look at verse 16. He said, the prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor. You know what's wrong with our leaders today? You know what's wrong with our people today? They're lost without God. Amen. They're living an ungodly life, an ungodly lifestyle. They're promoting all the ungodliness of this world. Amen. Amen. And are treating it like it's right. Amen. You think they was preaching the gospel. They are, but it's another gospel. A gospel of the devil. Amen. Praise God. He said, but they that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. That hateth covetousness. He said, they're ignorant leaders and all they're after a grasp of money. They want to get all they can. Why they can. They don't care who they hurt, who they have to step on, who they have to walk over to get there. Amen. Am I not preaching you the truth tonight? Am I not telling you about the state of the union? Amen. We got people that's greedy and grubbing, money hungry, praise God. They want everything that me and you have. They want everything that everybody else has, praise God. And they want to dictate to the poor people. They want us to go hide in a corner somewhere and be quiet. But I will tell you, it ain't time for the church to be quiet. It's time for the church to stand up and shout from the rooftops the Lord Jesus Christ and a free pardon of sin. Amen. How Jesus Christ can make the difference. Praise God if we'll let Him. Amen. Now, if you look at this in the time of Solomon, time of the Bible, whenever they, even in Solomon's case, if the people didn't like what he did, they didn't have much of a way to change it. You say, what do you mean? They didn't have a voting system where you could go to the polls and cast a vote, kick the rascal out. Amen. You just accepted what you had till he died. Amen. Or God came along and changed His direction. Amen. That would have been more perfect. Praise God, they had got a hold of God, got to praying for them. They might have changed their minds. Amen. Praise God. They couldn't come together like we do. They didn't have free election like we do and just vote Him out. Amen. If they had laws that they didn't like, amen, they couldn't get together and vote to correct those laws, to make changes in their laws. Couldn't do it. Amen. But look at the state of the union we're in today. We're headed back in the same place. Amen. We've got people that want to rise up. We've got a whole world that wants to rise up. They want the super elite and the subservient. You know who makes America run? It's folks like me and you. Folks that's in the middle, praise God, that's trying to live and trying to work and trying to have a family and trying to love God and godliness, trying to worship and give God glory for everything He gives us. Those are the people in America, praise God, in the United States, it's making a difference. Amen. It's time to rise up, praise God, in the State of the Union and say, glory be to God. Amen. Bless His holy name. What could they do? What could people do during that time? The psalmist, he already told us. He said, the proverb, the old preacher, he already told us. He said, what they do, they just go hide somewhere and wait till there was a different situation. Amen. But I want to say, I serve a God tonight that's able to make situations. He's able to make a difference. Praise God. He's able to make changes in lives and laws. And praise God, give us that love for our brother and sister in Christ, like Paul said in Romans, that we need to have. Amen. Loving our neighbors as ourselves. Amen. Treating each other as equals. Hello? But they holler that, but they don't want that. Because you're not equal to them. Amen. You're in that lower crowd. Amen. It amazes me though, one day, somewhere along the line, they're going to lose their prestige and they're going to be down here, their children, their grandchildren. What are they going to do then? We need to think about today. We need to think about the promise we have in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and just realize, amen, we're all, the Bible says we're all men are created equal in the eyes of God. Amen. Praise God. And we all come the same way. And we need to ask God to help us. But when we see things, amen, when laws and our leaders are not just, when they're unjust men that's trying to rule us, what happens? Usually the poor people suffer. Amen. It hits the poor people first. Amen. Usually the poor people suffer. Well, what happens to the rich people? They usually profit for a while. Amen. The Bible says even in tribulation, it's going to be that way. It said during tribulation, there's going to be a whole lot of suffering for poor people. Amen. But there's going to be some profiting for rich people for a while. Amen. Till the Antichrist decides they've got enough and he wants it. Amen. It seems like he's always an Antichrist. That's somewhere. He's even with us now. He's always wanting that don't belong to him. You say, preacher, who don't belong to him? Me and you, born again believers. Praise God, we belong to God. Bless his holy name. The state of the union. The state of the union. Well, what can the poor people do? What can we do? What can a common man do? The old preacher wrote us a letter, and he tells us here what we can do. He said, what we need to do, verse number 6. He said, we need to walk in integrity. He said, better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness. Amen. He said, walk in the poor. Walk with integrity. Walk in righteousness. Walk in godliness. Amen. It don't matter what the world thinks, what the politicians think, what anybody thinks, praise God. Just do right. Amen. Live righteously. Amen. Live us unto the Lord every day of our life. Asking the Lord to help us from the time we get up till we pillow our head. You say, well, preacher, that's just a lot of prayer. Praise God. Listen, pray for me. I need it. Amen. From the time I get up to I pillow my head, I need the help of God to give me a righteous walk. He said, in order to make a difference for the poor people, for the common man, for me and you, praise God, we need to walk with integrity. Amen. Walk with integrity. Not only do we need to walk with integrity, in order to have integrity, we need to walk with understanding. Look at verse number 11. He says, the rich man is wise in his own conceit. He's wise because he thinks he is. But the poor man that hath understanding searches him out. I mean, he understands what's happening with this one and that one. He understands what's happening in the world. He understands, praise God, that there's a God and he's real. He understands that there's a God of heaven that created everything that we have, and everything we have, including you and I, belong to him. Amen. Well, I tell you what, it would change our lives, Brother Billy, forever if we get the mindset, you know what? I belong to God. Amen. Just start telling yourself, I belong to God. And the first thing you know it, when people start giving you a hard time about your faith and religion or whatever, pray you God, you just look in between me and say, I belong to God. Amen. What are you going to do with that? Amen. There's nothing they can do with that, praise God. When we have understanding, we understand, praise God, that God loves us and he called us, he saved us unto himself for his glory. Praise God. Boy, somebody will just jump up and take a spell. Amen. Be all right. Yeah, I was thinking, man, singing that song, praise God. Haven of Rest. Old J.R. would, praise God. Woo, woo, woo. Praise God. Amen. Oh, J.R., what a blessing. But I tell you what, if we walk with integrity, we walk with understanding of God. But the only way we can do that, praise God, is to walk with faith. To walk with faith. Look at verse 27. He said, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack. He said, preacher, what's that got to do with faith? Praise God. If you got enough faith to help somebody else, praise God, realize that God Almighty, if he gave it to you, praise God, he'll give it to you again. Amen. I was talking to somebody yesterday. He's talking about what he had. And so, you know, he said it was a real blessing when you could help people. I said, yeah, it makes you. And I kind of touched on this, I believe it was Sunday night. When you give, it makes you feel good to help somebody, to encourage somebody. Amen. It makes you feel wonderful to be able to help. And he said, you do that through faith, praise God, when you realize that what God has given you once, praise God, he can give you again. Amen. Praise God. And when you use it for his glory, praise God. Amen. He's liable to just pour out a bucket full of purpose. Hey, praise God, make it so big that you can't contain it all. You'll have to get you a big old U-Haul to pack her in. Amen. Regular preacher, you preaching health and wealth, praise God. No, I'm just preaching a holy God who loves us and cares for us. When we walk in faith, believe and praise God that we can't, but He can. Amen. He tells us that God Almighty will fulfill all our needs. Verse 19, He said, He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. Amen. You say, preacher, what does that mean? What's that got to do with faith? Praise God, when you get out and you put forth the effort for Him, praise God, the Bible said it will not go out void. Amen. It will not be done in vain, praise God, because God sees the desire of your heart and He will give the increase. Let me just give you an example. Happened to me this year. I got my corn, and my grandmother always told me, said, when the oak leaves get the size of a squirrel's ear, you can plant your corn. But my other grandmother says you can plant your corn when the size of a squirrel's ear, as long as the signs are right. So I done one of the two. The oak leaves was the size of a squirrel's ear. So I plowed me out some rows and planted me some corn. But then I got to looking the next day and the signs wasn't right. Guess what? It didn't come up. Amen? It didn't come up. You say, preacher, you ought to believe in that. That's just old folklore stuff. That ain't God. Amen. I know, but God created this world and He put us in it, praise God, and there's some people that's old enough and they may give me enough sense to have understanding that this is the way it works. If you do it this way, praise God, God will give the increase. Both grannies told me so. Amen. If both grannies told you so, it's got to be right. Amen. Especially when they both love the Lord. Amen. But I put her in the ground and didn't come up. It had a little sporadic one here and yonder. And so I gave it about a week longer than it should have took. And I caught the signs right. So I went through there and scraping and making my row back. And guess where my corn was? It was still in there, but it was starting to sprout and just fizzled out. So I went through and I planted her again. I thought, well, praise God, I'm just going to plant it heavy enough to where if it comes up like it did last time, I'll have enough. Amen. I got it right, praise God. I know the squirrel's ear thing. And praise God, I saw the sign thing. And so I planted her when it was right. I got corn on top of corn. Praise God be the glory. Amen. God, I'm God be the glory. I thought I wasn't going to have none. I got corn I don't know what to do with. I got corn in every freezer. Oh my God. Amen. Still got corn to pick. Amen. Praise God. Because God Almighty can. When we put our faith and trust in Him, realize that we can't, but He can. Amen. I told you the story about where He told about water. It's starting to dry up. So praise God. And I said, Lord, I need some water. And He said, you got a creek on each side. And you got a pump in the building. Amen. When I popped the pump out, then He opened the sky up. I mean, He just wants to see if I was willing to just step out and help a little bit. Amen. I guess probably all that water squirting up air seeded those clouds, and poof, here it comes. Amen. God didn't need my help. Praise God, I sure needed His. I always do, amen. Because God will do His part if we'll just ask Him. He said, He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. Praise God. So He said, He said, when you put forth the effort for God, praise God will give the increase. We want to see souls saved. We want to see people birthed to the family of God. We want to see people, our families, our homes, our lives doing good. Don't we? Amen. So we've got to put our faith in the Lord. State of the Union, praise God. We've got to have integrity in our lives. A walk of integrity. We've got to have understanding. We've got to have faith. And that faith has to be in God. Not in man or not in humanity, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. The state of the Union today. The state of our country. It's in disarray. It's in disorder. But there is a God. Amen. Amen. There is a God. He's real. He's still in control, young'uns. We just got to trust Him. Amen. But let me ask you a question in closing tonight. What about the state of your union? Huh? What about the state of your relationship with Lord Jesus Christ? Are you as close as you ought to be? Or is there a little room to draw closer? Amen. The state of your union. Because it's going to make a difference in the state of our union. Amen. You say, preacher, one person can make all the difference in the world. Amen. When that one person is you and in you and your family and your home, your community, your workplace, everywhere you go, praise, you can make a difference. Amen. The state of the union could be different if God's people would be different people with the help of the Lord. Amen.